All right, welcome back. This is Daily Bread Devotional with Pastor Q. I am the lead pastor at Reed's Chapel Church of God here in Grandview, Tennessee. Thank you so much for joining in this morning. We have a wonderful message today on Acts chapter 10, verse 43. Now, a little bit of context here on these scriptures. This is when Peter was given a vision by God that he was to go to Cornelius' house. Now, Cornelius was a Gentile, meaning his bloodline did not trace back all the way to Abraham. So everyone with the lineage and blood of Abraham is called a Jew or an Israelite, right? And this is who God made his original covenant with. Now, that does not mean the Gentiles were just left out in the dry. If you were a Gentile, you were not in that bloodline lineage. And you were, but you could still make covenant with God. It says, Scripture says that through Israel, all nations would be blessed. And also we see at the construction of the temple, there's the outer court of the Gentiles. You could always make a covenant with the God of Israel, which makes sense at Jesus' birth and life. We see that many, many Gentiles or non-Jews, non-Israelites believed, right? And that is actually prophesied by the Old Testament as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But we see here that Peter preaches to Cornelius. Peter, a Jew, preaches to Cornelius, a Gentile. And yet the Holy Spirit falls on Cornelius as well with the evidence of speaking in tongues, if you get into the story. So this is a little bit of the gospel that Peter is using. He's using the Old Testament to prove that Jesus is in fact and indeed the Messiah. And so starting in Acts 10, verse 43, let's just read that real quick for our devotion today. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. That word is interchangeable with forgiveness, but I like remission. It's kind of like if your cancer, right, is in remission, that means it is going away, right? But it is interchangeable with forgiveness as well. And that is true. So let's just focus on that first. The gospel is, if you believe in Jesus, you will receive forgiveness of sins. And that is just huge. And also, you'll receive the promise that was always promised by the Messiah, which is the infilling, indwelling baptism of the Holy Ghost, right? Even with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And this is the power to become witnesses, according to Acts 1, chapter 8. That's the gospel. And that power is also the power to live a transformed life. It's where you receive not only forgiveness of sins, he casts our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. God chooses to just forget our sins and actually blot them out. It says he will blot out our transgressions. So, but also he gives us grace, right? And that's an unmerited favor, undeserved gift. And that's where we receive the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, right? Ghost and Spirit's interchangeable in the New Testament. But we receive the Holy Spirit. And that is, that's the promise, right? That is the Spirit of God. It says the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will set up in this fleshly tabernacle. And that is just wonderful, made available by the blood of Jesus shed on the cross and accessible because the resurrection after his 3 days in the grave. And now he is seated on high at the right hand of God, giving the Holy Spirit to, just like it says here, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And really, this remission of sins does not come without the Holy Spirit. You have to have the Holy Spirit. You have to have God living on the inside. And that's where all that forgiveness, all that mercy, all the power as well lies. So have faith in Jesus today. Now, he says, going back there, he says, to him give all the prophets witness. So he's saying the Old Testament prophets that were, some of them, thousands of years before Jesus, some of them just 400, they prophesied of a coming Savior, a coming Messiah, and it was so detailed. I think over 351 prophecies, or 56, I can't remember, of Jesus that he fulfilled. They were so detailed, even to the point of where he was born, who he was going to be born by, a virgin. He was going to be in Bethlehem, right? Just very detailed prophecies, even down to King David talking about how there would be nails in his hands. They would part his garments. And of course, thousands of years later, or a thousand and a couple hundred years later, we see that that is what is described in the eyewitness account in our Gospels, that even when he was crucified, they parted his raiment, right? They cast lots for who was going to get his clothes. So, but I will just go through here real quickly. I've got a list here of all the books or prophets, right? Usually the book name, usually, not Psalms. Psalms was mostly written by David and composed by David. But we'll go through here. We've got, let's see, that here's all the prophets. So we've got Genesis, right, there, which was written by Moses, most believe. We've got Micah, Isaiah, Numbers, also written by Moses, 2 Samuel, let's see, Daniel, Hosea, Jeremiah, Deuteronomy, let's continue here, Psalms, obviously written by King David, Zechariah, all these Old Testament prophets prophesying of a coming Messiah. I've got a list here of 44 very detailed prophecies. And so the evidence is just insurmountable at how the story is written in the Bible, how the Tanakh and the Torah really line up so perfectly with the New Testament that was 400 years later, and all of the scriptural references would be almost impossible for a group of dozens of men to come up with, right? Because this is 66 books put together. And so how God lined it up is just a miracle. And obviously, he was telling the story from the beginning that he would be the Savior. He would, John the Baptist really describes it the best. Here comes the Lamb of God coming to take away the sin of the world, right? Behold, the Lamb of God who is coming to take away the sin of the world. So believe in Jesus today. He will remit your sins, forgive your sins, and also give you the promise of the Holy Ghost. God bless. This is Pastor Q with Daily Bread Devotional, and we will see you tomorrow.